Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and we get a chance today to visit with the athletic director at North Iowa Area Community College. It's Dan Mason. Dan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tim. How about yourself?
Ah, fantastic. It's springtime, and we get a chance to talk about a lot of different sports and so forth. And we can do that here in just a little bit. But right up front, I just wanted to focus on something that we haven't really talked a lot about, and that is they're looking for another athletic director at North Iowa Area Community College. You and I visit a little bit. You're planning on retiring from that position. Talk to us a little bit about that process, and how'd you come to that decision?
Well, it's never an easy decision, I guess, from talking to other people, but just Kay and I talked things over, decided that the time was right. We're very grateful for the many years that we've had, and it'll be a transition for sure, but we're at peace with our decision, and I'm excited about my future, and I'm excited about the future of the college, and specifically NIAC athletics.
Let's talk a little bit about your history with NIAC, and having an opportunity to coach at NIAC, winning a national championship, a chance to be the athletic director and watch the development of programs. I'm sure you've got a lot of high points that stand out in your mind through the years.
Yeah, as we're in March, I would say I've been blessed with a lot of shining moments over the years. And Tim, I'll tell you a funny story. I probably told you this before, but they found one of my old report cards from fifth grade when my mom had passed away, and it said in the note from the good sister at the Catholic school I attended that Daniel has great potential, but he seems more interested in going out to play ball. So my family got a big kick out of that, but then I said, well, it kind of worked out for me because I've been fortunate enough to be in athletics since the time I started playing, in high school, all the way through for close to 50 years when you add it all up. So just great run. I've had 27 years in the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference. Great, a lot of great memories from my Waldorf days, and certainly coaching here at NIAC and then coming back as the athletic director. Never in my life would I thought that my happily ever after would end up in North Iowa growing up in Chicago, but boy, we feel really blessed to have made our home here for many years.
Well, and an interesting last year then really for you at NIAC with this whole COVID situation and trying to manage all of these athletic teams and having them basically all get pushed into 2021 in the spring of the year, this has got to be a juggling match like you've never seen.
Yeah, it's certainly any thought of me putting my feet up here at the end isn't going to happen this year because, as you mentioned, we've been very busy. And then, the other thing is that, I feel very it's been a good year within our conference. And also I serve on several committees for the NJCA, I think, to kind of lend my experience to those administrative roles that I have. So not only dealing with things here at the college, but within our region and then also within the country, I just kind of feel like it's been really good sometimes to have somebody with the experiences that I've had in the mix there. And it's good for me to serve on those committees with young people who, have new ideas and great insights also. So, yeah, it's been interesting, Tim. Hard to believe we just finished up the volleyball season. Basketball still going. We've started off with baseball, softball, track, golf, and soccer starts on Friday. So I've never seen anything like it, and I hope we never have to see anything like it again. It's real challenging, but as always, the student athletes have been the most resilient bunch of anybody. They kind of go with the flow, and I've been very, very impressed with their attitudes and their willingness to do whatever we ask them to do to get us through these seasons.
I was going to say, as an athletic director, there's a real special relationship that develops, not just between you and the athletes, between you and the coaches as well. In essence, you become the head coach as an athletic director. That's how I've always looked at it from the outside looking in, is everybody's got to be on the same team.
Yeah, and I think that's a very much of a core belief that I have and how we've tried to do things here. You really find yourself, you know, it's a shared vision that I have with each of our coaches. It's their program, their name's on it. My job is to help behind the scenes along with, our great support staff, people like Kirk Hardcastle, Tina Willem, Annette Greenwood, Mark Verba, just a lot of people. Our goal is to put the student athletes and the coaches in the best positions possible. And I take that very seriously. And then I think, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, fortunately, when I was coaching, I had some really good mentors and guys like Denny Jerome at Waldorf and Jerry Dunbar here at NIAC and Al Dornkamp, who is up from these parts, and he was my athletic director when I was down at Central College. And I find myself over the last many years being an athletic director, you learn lessons you don't even know you're learning, and you can apply them to creating that culture of excellence. And I really look at it that way. Like, our main job is to put the athletes in the best possible position so that they can make great memories and have the same great experiences we had when we were coming up through the ranks.
It's interesting to watch, and I know I've been, you know, one of the broadcasters just sitting on the sidelines doing that, but when you think about the evolution of as it was always known as the JUCO League, to the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference, and how the programs have changed and evolved for men and women athletics at the college level at NIAC and the other schools in the league. You know, it was all one division, and then it went, there's multiple divisions now in the JUCO or community college ranks. Where is this growing to, and where is this going to in the future? Do you see some other things happening down the line?
Well, I think that we see continued growth. Obviously, this year around the country, we've had a drop-off of teams, number of teams competing. But those programs will come back, and many of the sports continue to grow, and so those opportunities to have a Division I level, a Division II level, a Division III level aren't going to go away. So I think that most people know this philosophically, you know, and for most of our competitions, NIAC, we're an NJCAA Division II school, and I would tell you that Region 11, for all of our sports, is considered, you know, one of the top ones in the entire country. And I think that'll continue to be the case. We have some great leadership, great facilities, and great support of our Iowa Community College athletes. So, you know, I know for myself, even while I'm kind of finishing it out here, Dr. Schultz and I are always looking, like, what's next on the horizon? Is there something else that we need to offer to our students that would fill a need? So, as you know, when you have 100-plus years of history in athletics, we've seen sports come and go and come back and, you know, all kinds of different things. So I think that the new athletic director, along with our administration, I think one of the key things is to really cast a vision for where we want to be, and that could impact facilities, sports offerings, all kinds of different things. And I think that's important, that you keep looking to the future as much as you can. Because once again, the athletes today have a certain level of expectations in regard to the spaces that we put them in and the competitions that we present to them, and it's awesome. And I appreciate the support, you know, in a lot of ways from administration, but certainly financially, NIAC has supported our efforts here in the athletic department, and I know they're going to continue to do that down the line.
You mentioned, you know, you feel comfortable yourself in the future yourself. I joked with you a little bit, but, I mean, you're too young to retire, Dan, I'll tell you that. So what do you plan to do now?
Well, I think, you know, initially, and I've been cautious about them, you know, I'm not going to really commit to anything. I want to get a handle on what this looks like. Now, those that know me the best, you know, my family and friends, and they think it's going to be a bit of a challenge, you know, because, as you know, the crazy hours and the commitments that you have. But obviously, I enjoy the role of, you know, mentoring, and I have a lot of experience. So I could see me doing a thing or two in the athletic realm. You know, I'm also interested in, you know, doing some service things and just paying back the community a little bit that we really value, you know, being here in Mason City. And as I mentioned, we're very proud of being North Iowans. We've spent many years here. So we'll kind of take it as it comes. I kind of don't want to be in charge of anything for a while, Tim, if that makes sense. So
I can understand that. Yeah, there you go. I get it. No, I get it. I'm sure you'll stay very close to NIAC, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, and you know, I am so grateful, again, for the couple of opportunities I had here at the college. And, you know, and I do think a lot about, you know, I mentioned two of those guys, Jerry Dunbar and Denny Jerome. But I have so many great relationships amongst all the educators here in North Iowa and certainly on our campus. And, you know, so same thing. I know Mrs. Mason told me that she would hope Coach Brandt would still allow her to be the scorekeeper at volleyball. So, yeah, I'll find my way out to the gym on a regular basis, I'm sure.
I know you'll be there, that's for sure. You know, one of the things that's always been a big part of, I think, NIAC, but even in the league itself, is how you recruit people to come from all over and come to Mason City, Iowa, to attend a two-year school like North Iowa Area Community College. And I know some of these athletes have great aspirations to play at the highest level, and some have gone on from NIAC onto the highest levels. And tell us a little bit about that selling point for bringing in athletes into a Mason City to go to NIAC.
Well, you know, Tim, it is interesting you say that, because I can go all the way back to when I was fortunate enough to come in after Coach Koningsmark retired, and my biggest thing to people was, hey, we're big enough, yet we're small enough. And from that standpoint, you know, the greater North Iowa area and Mason City, we have everything that you need. You're going to get great community support while you're here playing for us. But everybody's going to kind of know you on our campus, and it has a very collegial atmosphere. And you're going to, you know, get looked after the right way. And academically, you can't beat it. We're a tremendous transfer school. So many of the athletes, and this hasn't changed over the years, they know if they get a degree from NIAC, they're going to be marketable anywhere in the country. And that has a lot to do how we line up our academics with our great region institutions here in the state of Iowa. So I like that a lot. You know, we're big enough, yet we're small enough. And Tim, I did on occasion say, hey, your games are going to be on the radio, and, you know, you're going to get covered and this and that and the other thing. And, you know, you get a kid from far away, and now obviously we tell them we're going to stream your games, you know, and your mom and dad are going to be able to see you play. All those things are important, but I think NIAC has never lost, and I hear it to this day when our kids go on to four-year schools or even into professional athletics. You know, baseball, we've had a good run with that. they talk about how much they miss NIAC, and it's those kind of things, the individual attention that all of our faculty and staff and our community extend to our students. So that's been a big part of the whole NIAC vibe for me over a long time.
Good stuff. Dan, it's great to talk to you, and I know we're going to talk some more. We'll do it over a cup of coffee. Is that all right?
That sounds good. You know, I was sitting at the baseball game with John Ortell the other day, and I thought, hey, this isn't so bad, you know, except I got to be the guy. If somebody gets kicked out, I got to go handle it. But I could see John and I sitting at a press box near you sometime down in front. So thanks, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Dan, the best to you, and thanks for all that you have done as the athletic director at NIAC. We appreciate it.
Take care, Tim.
All right, take care. Thanks, Dan. Dan Mason with us, the athletic director, who is retiring in that athletic director's position at North Iowa Area Community College. Tim Fleming on AM 1300, KGLO.